Hello, sir. Good evening. My name is Andy. We're just calling to conduct a brief survey on issues facing the community. Could I have some moments of your time to get your opinion?
What did you say? I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
Yes, my name is Andy. We're calling to conduct a brief survey on issues facing the community. Could I have some moments of your time to get your opinion? It's so important to us.
Okay, go ahead.
Oh, thank you, sir. Well, my first question to you, sir, we would like to go ahead and know is, well, do you consider yourself as a male, female, or something different?
No, male. What?
Okay. And for statistical purposes, may I know your year of birth?
Pardon me?
May I know the year of your birth?
Wait a minute, let me turn my TV down because I can't. My phone is breaking up. I'm sorry. What'd you say again, please?
Yes.
Why are you doing a survey? What's the survey for anyway?
Oh, it's mostly about topics regarding election. It'll be very brief. I was asking regarding the year of your birth.
47.
Oh, okay. And moving on, sir, my other question to you would be is, we would like to know, do you consider yourself to be of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
Okay. And what would you consider your race to be?
Black.
Okay. And moving on, sir, we would like to know, what is the highest level of education you have completed?
I have 2 college degrees.
Great, sir.
All right. 8 years.
Yes. Okay. Are you registered to vote in Ohio or you're not registered?
I'm registered to vote in Ohio.
Okay. As you may know, sir, November 2023, there will be a general election for several statewide issues, local offices in Columbus, like mayor and city council and local levies. How likely are you to vote in this November's election, would you say?
Very.
Oh, almost certain, probably 50-50 or probably not?
No, I'm going to vote, very likely to vote, yes.
Okay. Well, thinking about the direction in which the city of Columbus is headed, generally speaking, would you say you're very satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, and very dissatisfied?
I'm satisfied with the direction it's going.
Oh, would you say very or somewhat satisfied?
Very satisfied.
Okay. And well, below is a list of issues. Tell me 3 that you feel are most important to you. I have healthcare, racial inequity, criminal justice reform, crime violence, property tax, legalizing marijuana, housing, education, city budget, transportation, access to abortion, jobs, the economy. 3 that are usually
okay.
Important.
Property tax is number 1,
okay.
Education number 2, and violent crimes number 3.
Okay, sir. So you said property tax is number 1. What was the second one? I'm sorry.
Education.
Education, okay, and crime and violence. Okay, thank you, sir. And I want to rate your feelings about some people and groups of persons using a scale of a 0 to 10. 10 means you have a very favorable opinion. 0 means you have a very unfavorable opinion. You can
okay.
use...
Okay, I'm sorry. What was the question again? Because it's breaking up on me. What was the question again?
Yes, I want to rate your feeling about some people and organizations. I want to use a scale of a 0 to 10. 10 means you have a very... Mm-hmm. 10 means
you have a
very favorable, and 0 means you are very unfavorable opinion towards them. So, Emmanuel
okay.
Remy, from a 0 to a 10, how much would you rate him?
City council member?
It doesn't specify, sir. It just says Emmanuel Remy.
I don't know him, so I don't know who he is.
That's okay. What about Zach Klein, from a 0 to a 10?
Zach's doing an 8. Mm-hmm.
Okay. What about Andrew Ginther from a 0 to a 10?
Mayor's doing a 10 because I know how difficult the job is and what it tells, so he's doing a 10.
What about Farhan Jetki from a 0 to a 10?
I have to give a 5, but I don't know that much about him, to be honest, yes.
Okay. You said a 5?
Yeah.
Okay. What about Luis Gill from a 0 to a 10?
Give a 5, too.
Oh, okay. What about Nick Bankston from a 0 to a 10?
Give him a 7.
Okay. What about Melissa Green from a 0 to a 10?
Give her a 7.
Okay. What about the Columbus City Council from a 0 to a 10?
Give them a 10 because they've come up with the funding. I'm a former city employee, so I know I had a little inside dope. Inside not dope, but inside information on how things work. So I give them a 10 on what the what they've got to face and how they've got to try to fund things. So I'll give them all the 10.
Mm-hmm. No problem. What about Chris White?
Give him a 5 because I really don't know much about him.
No problem.
Individually, I don't know much about the individuals. I just, as a group of council persons, I look at that. But go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
That's okay, sir. What about Adrian Hood from a 0 to a 10?
7.
Oh, okay. And Nancy De Acker from a 0 to a 10?
Give her a 5. As I said, I don't know much about her.
No problem. What about the Columbus Police from a 0 to a 10?
The police get a 7, and the reason why I say that is because they have their hands tied a lot, but their union is not friendly towards certain cultures, and I know that for a fact because I'm an ex-cop. So go ahead.
Oh, okay, sir. What about Shannon Harding from a 0 to a 10?
Shannon's doing good. Good job. 10.
Okay, sir. And moving on quickly, in 2018, the voters of Columbus overwhelmingly passed a change to the system, increasing the number of council members from 7 to 9, requiring them to live in 9 district areas of the city. As a voter, regardless of where you live or they live, you will have the opportunity to vote on all 9 candidates. So thinking about the Columbus City Council, which comes closest to your view, sir, even if neither is exactly right? The first one says, I would rather elect new people to city council so the council can go in a new direction, or I would rather re-elect city council so they can continue the work they have been doing.
I'd rather re-elect them because it's a learning curve involved in that, and just elect new people just to add to the numbers doesn't really work well because it's such a learning curve in city council jobs. So I would just say keep the re-elect the ones that's already in. At least they know the ins and outs on how to use our tax money and how to manipulate things from one end of the general fund to the other to make things work.
Oh, I understand, sir. What about this one? If the November election for the Columbus City Council were held today, would you vote for Adrian Hood or Emmanuel Reddy?
I don't know. At this point, I do not know.
Would you say that you're leaning more towards any of them?
Only one I would really lean, it was Shannon and Mitch Brown, because I know Mitch personally. Worked with him when he was safety director. So, yeah, but Mitch is not running it. So, no, Shannon would be the one I lean towards because he's got the experience and the expertise. And he lives in Columbus, and I know where his mindset is about the problems here in Columbus.
I understand. Well, if the November, thank you so far for your responses, sir. If the November election for the Columbus City Council were held today, would you vote for Farhan Jetty or Nick Bankston?
Bankston.
Okay. And moving on, sir. If the November election for the Columbus City Council were held today, would you vote for Luis Gill or Nancy De Acker?
Gill, because it's a jump ball there. I don't really know that much individually about either one of them, so I haven't done my research on them. So I'm going to put them at 5. So don't know. I can't make a right. I'll just say Gill because I don't know one way or the other.
No problem, sir. Well, I'm going to read to you some statements that people might make about candidates running for Columbus City Council. Again, I just want you to rate each statement on a scale of a 0 to a 10. 10 means the statement makes you much more likely to vote for the candidate. 0 means it makes you much less likely to vote for the candidate for City Council in this November 2023. So the first one says, Luis Gill is a Columbus resident and Venezuelan immigrant with experience as a small business owner since moving to Columbus a decade ago. Luis has been a dedicated member of the community, visiting civic associations and community groups across the city and listening to the personal struggles, frustrations, and suggestions of Columbus residents. As the endorsed Republican, Luis is running for city council to give a voice to those in Columbus who have been denied representation. From a 0 to a 10, sir, how much would you rate that?
He's a Republican. I'll give him a 0.
Okay. What about this one, sir? Nancy De Acker is a community leader. She has spent the past decade advocating for undeserved neighborhoods and addressing human service needs on the west side of Columbus by collaborating with other community stakeholders to launch programs addressing food insecurities, senior services, and addiction prevention education. Nancy is an endorsed Democrat running to make neighborhoods safer, improve access to housing and health care, and to advocate for marginalized communities. From a 0 to a 10, how much would you rate her, sir?
10.
A 10, okay. And moving on quickly, sir, we would like to know as well is, I'm sorry, bear with me. Well, my other question to you would be is, sometimes in surveys like this, people change their mind. Sometimes they don't. Well, again, let me ask you, if the November elections for Columbus City Council were held today, would you be voting for Luis Gil or Nancy Deocker?
Depends on which one is a Democrat.
Oh, it doesn't specify, sir.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no, sir. Okay. I will go with Nancy.
Okay. No problem. Well, I'm going to read to you some statements quickly that people might make about candidates running for city council. Again, I just want you to rate on a scale of a 0 to a 10. 10 means the statement makes you much more likely to vote for the candidate for city council. 0 means it makes you much less likely to vote for that candidate for city council in this November. So it does say Emmanuel Remy is a Columbus City Council member who serves as the chair of the Public Safety and Environment Committees. Under Remy's direction, the city has installed more sidewalks around schools, cleaned up illegal dumping throughout the city, and created new jobs. During his time on City Council, the council has passed gun control, invested tens of millions in youth programming, and invested over $1 million in gun violence prevention programming. As the endorsed Democrat, he is running for re-election to continue to focus on making Columbus a safer and cleaner city for all families. From a 0 to a 10, how much would you rate that, sir?
10.
A 10. What about this one? Adrienne Hood is a retired Air Force Master Sergeant, grandmother, and advocate for the Black community. A Columbus native who was raised in Linden, Hood has dedicated her life to public service. Since her son was shot and killed by Columbus police in 2016, Hood has advocated for police to end police brutality and reduce gun violence. She is now running for city council to create the change we need in our city and protect everyone regardless of their zip code. From a 0 to a 10, sir, how much would you rate her?
0.
A 0. Moving on quickly, sir. So sometimes, again, in surveys like this, people change their minds. If the November election for the Columbus City Council were held today, would you vote for Adrienne Hood or Emmanuel Remy?
Remy.
Okay. And moving on quickly, sir, thank you for your responses. I'm going to read to you some statements that people might make about candidates running for city council. Again, I just want you to rate from a 0 to a 10. 10 means the statement makes you much more likely to vote for the candidate. 0 means the statement makes you much less likely to vote for that candidate in this city council November 2023. So the first one says Farhan Jetty came to Columbus with his family as a Somalian refugee and made the city his home. He faced countless obstacles with no resources and little ability to speak English as he pursued the American dream. Jetty has spent his career as an entrepreneur building successful businesses and serving as vice president of the Somali American Chamber of Commerce. He is running for the city council to better represent our diverse city and rebuild trust between police and the community. From a 0 to a 10, how much would you rate him?
0.
Okay, and Nick Baxton, sir, is a Columbus City Council member and graduate of Columbus East High School who has dedicated his life and career to public service in his hometown. As a nonprofit leader, he has worked to reduce homelessness and provide drug, alcohol, and mental health services to our community. Baxton understands the need to address public safety through investment in neighborhoods, which is why he facilitated $100 million in investments in Linden and Hilltop communities. As the endorsed Democrat, he is running for re-election to continue creating a safe and more equitable city for all its residents. From a 0 to a 10, how much would you rate him, sir?
10.
A 10. Okay, and moving on quickly, thank you for your responses so far. Sometimes, again, in surveys like this, people change your mind. Sometimes they don't. If the November election for Columbus City Council were held today, would you vote for Farhan Jetty or Nick Baxton?
Baxton.
Okay, and moving on quickly, sir, which of the following candidates are you more likely to support or agree with more? This first candidate who says to make Columbus safer We should get smarter on crime by investing in services to prevent the root causes of crime, such as affordable housing, jobs, mental health care, and drug addiction counseling. Or the second candidate, who is to make Columbus safer, we should get tougher on crime and invest in more police to lock up people who are committing crimes and enforce stricter penalties to keep them off the street. Would you say the first or the second candidate, sir?
I would say the first.
Okay.
Do you need a note on that? Do you need a statement on that, or just
no?
That's it.
That's okay. No, and thank you for your feedback, sir. I'm going to read to you some information about actions the Columbus City Council has taken in the last couple of years. Again, I just want you to rate from a scale of a 0 to a 10. 10 means the action makes you feel much more favorable. 0 means the action makes you feel much less favorable towards the council. The first one says, the Columbus City Council passed gun control legislation that would prohibit the possession of a large capacity magazine by most people and require safe gun storage of firearms. From a 0 to a 10, how much would you rate that, sir?
A 10.
Okay. And this one says, the Columbus City Council created a pilot program called the Columbus Promise, which provides tuitions, assistance, scholarships, and a dedicated advisor to hundreds of Columbus City school students to boost college going and prepare for the growing job market. From a 0 to a 10, how much would you rate that?
10.
Okay. And this one says, the Columbus City Council passed legislation that reduces penalties for marijuana and paraphernalia possession while funding a record sealing program. Under the legislation, an arrest or conviction for a minor misdemeanor violation does not constitute a criminal record. From a 0 to a 10, how much would you rate that, sir?
I'll give that a 10.
A 10.
That's flexible in the courts, but a 10.
Okay, sir. And the last one for this section says, the Columbus City Council approved $500,000 in funding for two organizations in hopes of curbing violence in the Short North. From a 0 to a 10, how much would you give that, sir?
0.
A 0? Okay, sir, thank you for your responses. We're almost done. As you may know, sir, there will be a constitutional amendment on the ballot in November in Ohio. If it passes, it will establish a constitutional right for all Ohioans to make their own reproductive decisions, including protecting the right to an abortion in the state. If the election were held today, would you vote yes to support the amendment to protect the right to an abortion in Ohio? Or would you vote
yes,
no, to oppose the amendment to protect the right to abortion in Ohio?
I'll vote yes for supporting
the amendment.
For choice, yes.
Okay, sir. All right. And moving on, sir, do you support or oppose increasing taxes for the purposes of building a rapid bus transit system, reducing traffic congestion, protecting clean air, and improving community infrastructure, including bike lanes, sidewalks, roads, and bridges, and for public transportation infrastructure and equipment, and operating the Central Ohio Transit Authority transportation system? Would you support or oppose that, sir?
I oppose that. That money is misdirected.
All right. Would you say strongly oppose or somewhat oppose?
Strongly oppose, because the federal government has mandated so much money for these programs across the nation since Biden passed that bill. So no, we can direct those funds to other things. Right now, the infrastructure is set, it's been done. So I don't see any reason to add more taxes in that direction.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I completely understand, sir. Thank you for that feedback. Would you say you're married, unmarried, living with a partner, single or separated?
I'm married.
Oh, okay. Are you the parent or guardian of any children under the age of 18?
No.
Okay, sir. In politics today, do you consider yourself to be a Republican, Democrat, or independent?
Democrat.
Okay. And do you consider yourself to be a strong Democrat or not so strong Democrat?
I'm a strong Democrat.
Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as liberal, moderate, or conservative?
I'm moderate. I'm a moderate Democrat.
Okay. For whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote, sir?
I voted for Biden.
Joe Biden, okay. And last year, that was 2022, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Would you say less than $25,000, $25,000 to $35,000, $35,000 to $45,000, $45,000 to $55,000, $55,000 to $65,000? 65 to 75,000, 75 to 85, 85 to 99, 100 to 250,000, sir?
100. Six figures. Oh.
Okay, no problem, sir. And that concludes the survey, sir. Thank you so much for your responses. Your answers were so helpful to me. Thank you, sir. Have a nice day. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.